with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you got plans to get out in your backyard or in the neighborhood, campground, wherever you may be, and fire up a grill. Make some smoke. Watch the seagulls come. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, toppers, man. It's just toppers right now.
Okay.
It's, I think you and I like to have a lot of fun grilling. I think a lot of people do, but maybe they don't necessarily always take the time to prep and get ready for these things. So this is really easy. Here's some simple ones, and you might have this stuff in your house, but this one is a really simple one that everybody seems to like, the few times I've ever made it anyway. And it's called a no-cook tomato sauce. It's just very, very simple. It's chopped tomatoes, basil, Parmesan, and olive oil. And we grow the tomatoes and basil. So when that's in, we do a lot of tomato basil things. They're just a great combo. And then I use a garlic EVO when I do that from Old World Olive Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically get the finely shredded Parmesan so that it's kind of chunky looking.
Yep.
And it's wonderful to throw on. You can put it on anything like chicken, fish, steak.
Yep.
I mean, anything. It's a fantastic, it doesn't have to take you in a direction, you know. It's just a wonderful compliment. My mouth's watering right now thinking how much I like it.
Yeah, that is good. Really good. I like to top a steak with a compound butter. And a compound butter is super simple.
Yep.
And you soften a stick, and I like to use salted butter. There's salted and unsalted. The only difference is just that.
Yep. Salted. One sucks, one's good.
Right, yeah. And so if you want your savory, you go with your salted. Soften that stick, put it in a mixing bowl, and put in about a half a cup of crumbled blue cheese. And just mix that together, scoop that out, put it on a piece of wax paper, and roll it back into a log or, whatever, just a little. So what I want to do, and then put it back in the fridge and let it solidify again. So this is a night before type topper, right? Then you're grilling your steaks the next day. You've got it, the grill marks and the color on one side, did your 10 and 2.
So you put it on wax paper to roll it into a log.
Right. And then you can leave it in the wax paper in the fridge, or you can put it on a butter dish, whatever you want to do. But anyway, what I want to do is I get that steak done on one side. When I flip it over to finish it on the other side, I take a little wedge of that and a slice, if it's round or square, whatever, about a half inch slice, and put it right
on
top.
Take a chunk right on the steak.
On the steak. Close the lid, because that way you'll get some of the heat in there, and it'll just spread itself out all over, and boy, is that just a great topper. I got another one that's a favorite as well, but I'll let you go next, Bob, and then I'll bring in my last steak topper.
Well, this other one is, I got a couple of them actually, but the pesto is, I've really got, again, we're back to the basil, but I've really become very fond of pesto. And that's a cup of fresh basil, very finely chopped, 3 garlic cloves peeled, and then 3 tablespoons of pine nuts. This is a nice kicker.
Those are hard to find. I don't necessarily can't get those everywhere. Yeah. I mean, are they?
Oh, I think anymore you can.
Okay.
I think they become real mainstream. Freshly grated Parmesan, and then some kosher and some black pepper, and a 3rd cup of EVO, and then just run it through your food processor.
Right.
Chop it up, and it's so good.
Makes a nice, fresh, bright pesto,
and
you can put that on vegetables.
Anything, pasta.
Fish, pasta,
it's
whatever.
It's great on pizzas.
Right, yep, exactly. Mine, I'm back to this traditional, this is a little heavier dish, takes a little bit longer to prepare, but man, is the result good. I got portobello mushrooms and the Vidalia onions, as Bob says, and then put that half stick of butter in the skillet. I'm making this on the stove to put on the grilled food. And then I'm going to cook that down, put
a
bunch of
minced... Are you going to leave the portobello whole?
Nope, I'm going to slice them up. They're sliced, thank you, good point. And then I also got minced garlic in there. If you've got time to take your own cloves and mince them, probably three of those. And I've got enough. This is for four people.
Yeah, fresh garlic's awesome.
Fresh garlic's awesome. Put it in there. Let that start to cook down, and those mushrooms will soften. Those onions will soften, right? And then I'm going to take and finish it with a little bit of red wine. And it doesn't matter what red wine you have, because what you're trying to do is put a little color on it, as well as put a little bit of that juicy flavor on there. And it can be like just a big pour in there. And what you want to do is let that cook down and almost get sticky at the end. And you're just going to serve those onions and mushrooms, sweet onion, the mushroom cooked down as just either a side or a topper.
Did you put a little balsamic in there, did you?
I didn't. Oh. And then most of them. It's okay. Just the butter, garlic, the wine to deglaze the pan at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I do this. It's like one of my favorite
things.
What
do you mean deglaze?
Well, it's going to be sticky. There might be, even if you're using a nonstick pan, there's going to be little chunks of the stuff because you cooked it down enough in that butter, and the garlic might stick to the pan a little bit. You pour a little wine in there and everything will loosen up, and you let it boil a little bit to take off some of the moisture, and then, you know, put it
in
a little
dish. I do that to my wife.
Yeah,
pour a little wine in her.
Yeah, right, right. I got a little story about barbecue Bob and his wife, and without getting too personal, they're doing their house remodeling, as you've heard, and it's time to talk about kitchen cabinets. And when he calls and gives me 5 minutes notice that he's on his way to come to the shop, of course I'm not there. So
perfect,
which is perfect. So I say, well, you're gonna have to meet with Amanda, my kitchen designer, and she'll take care of you. Well, as it turns out, they had a productive meeting, but there might be a little bit of a disconcern between the two of them, let's say. She's like, what is their last name? Is it the Bickersons or is it the Nurmicos? So anyway, pretty funny too, but it's very typical. I make fun of it, but it happens a lot when you're doing that kind of stuff in your house because it's permanent, right?
Well, I mean, and we're both very strong-willed.
Yeah.
We're both
She might have told me that.
We're
yeah.
both very stubborn, strong-willed, and we've got definite ideas.
Some of them aren't the same.
The difference is I cook.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think if she's listening, you're in trouble.
She's pretty spoiled. She right. wants this beautiful kitchen for entertaining.
Right.
I do a lot of work in there. So
right.
I have a different viewpoint of it. So
right. well,
that's
we'll
where the worlds
up.
Clash.
Right.
Oh, she's going to win.
Yeah.
Come on. It's inside the house.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
I can't.
She doesn't set up the outdoor kitchen.
I can't claim a domain. Oh no, right. but she got her nose into my outdoor kitchen recently.
Oh, did she?
Another show. We'll
yeah.
do that.
Ah, good stuff. But anyway, so progress was made.
Yeah,
we'll go with it that way. But
we have time for a little chimichurri, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, we do. He's holding
okay.
up two fingers.
All right. This fellow from he was from Argentina that I met. His name was Adrian. And his recipe for a chimichurri is on the Grillin' Guys website. Go to thegrillinguys.com. Look up in the top right. You'll see a search bar. And put chimichurri at chimichurri. It's a weird spelling. But you'll find Anthony or Adrian up there in his recipe. Cool guy. And the chimichurri is big in like Venezuela, Colombia, some of those South American countries, there's only a group of them that seem to use it, and maybe that's where the parsley is more abundant. I tend to like to use cilantro in mine when I make it. It's just a little different, but they're very similar. Parsley and cilantro are cousins. But you're basically, you can look up the recipe on our website, but it's water, salt, a little red wine vinegar, a cup of chopped cilantro or parsley, couple cloves of garlic, some red pepper flakes, a little EVO, a little black pepper, and a little oregano and basil. And you combine the water, salt, oil, all that, and you throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds. You stir in the salt to dissolve it. Then you mix in the vinegar, parsley, everything else. And since the water's typically warm, I'll put it in the fridge for like 20 minutes so it cools and everything soaks in. But basically, that warm water, when you're putting all those ingredients in there, it doesn't cook the greens, but it sort of cooks them. It just softens them up a bit and helps everything emulsify, and they mix together. All those flavors meld in the warm water, and then you chill it, and you top your steaks with it It's fantastic on a flank or skirt.
It's got a little heat to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't drop any on your skirt.
Speaking of heat, we're going to be grilling some salad. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That's right. Gotta love this American ride.